ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie. Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on twitch.tv or the Twitch app. This is Waddle's World.
And in Chicago, Tom Waddle. He can't run, he's not fast, but he gets open.
Bears legend.
Amazing.
9 career TDs in the NFL.
He caught everything that was thrown and took every hit that they could give him.
Tom Waddle.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
It's time to find out what's on Tom's mind.
Is that why you are here?
As we go inside Waddle's World.
I've got a new show for you, too, Sylvie. I am entertained by it, so I got a lot for you and what to watch for. Like, last week, I had nothing. This week, I got plenty of stuff.
That's good. Your recommendations are spot on. I was just looking on the computer at Yellowstone Wear. I would like a Dutton Family Ranch hat.
Oh, for
Yeah, they sell those.
You mean like a cowboy hat or like a baseball hat?
No, baseball, trucker's hat.
Oh, no, no. If you're going to buy a Dutton hat, you got to buy a cowboy hat.
Can't pull that off.
Why? It's not about pulling it off. It's like not everything's a fashion show, brother.
But I can't. I don't like a cowboy hat.
That's different. If you don't like
baseball,
it, you just said your vain response was, I can't pull that off.
Well, I can't. I mean, but and I don't wear them. I've never worn them.
Well, you never used to wear joggers either, and now you wear them every day.
Joggers are sort of a new school. I know they've been around for a while.
So would a cowboy hat be for you?
Cowboy hat's been around forever.
What's that?
A cowboy hat's been around forever.
No, I know. There's one person. Yeah, sure. Yeah. I'm answering questions while talking to you. I'm hearing you and someone else at the same time.
Abdallah.
Yeah.
What did Abdallah say?
No, he asked me if we wanted to do something and I said, something show related. I said, hell yeah.
Should we do a dress-up cowboy day? Is that what you're saying?
No, but that's a great idea.
We should do cowboy day.
Yeah.
Bring a lasso to the studio. rope one of those fake bulls. We can make one of those bulls. You know that it looks. It's like a horse, isn't it? Like not a real horse.
Said horse, right?
Yeah, like a construction horse. Isn't that what they'd use?
And maybe one of the guys can dress as a cop, and the other one can dress as a
cop?
Construction worker, and we could actually put the village people back together. We could do a YMCA. 2022 style. You could be the cowboy. I want to see you wear a cowboy hat. By the way, Waddle's World is brought to you by our great partners at Wintrust Community Banks. They are Chicago's banks. To find your nearest Wintrust Community Bank, visit Wintrust.com/finest, member FDIC.
Guys, yesterday we were talking about the Buffalo Bills and their traditions.
Do we have another special guest?
We do have a special guest on the line right now.
Why don't you bring him in?
Who?
So right now, we talked about Pinto Ron, the legend of Pinto Ron, the tailgater who gets doused with condiments, ketchup and mustard, before games and gives out shots out of a bowling ball. So we now go to who's en route. He's been driving.
Get out of here.
He's driving 15 hours to Kansas City.
Pinto Ron?
For this game. Pinto Ron is on the line.
Pinto Ron!
Pinto Ron!
Bills Mafia!
Ron, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm not quite at 15 hours yet. I'm still about 4 hours short, getting close to St. Louis.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I
just didn't trust airlines, that's all. They canceled too many flights.
Okay.
It's important to get to the game.
Have they told you that you will have your own special section in the parking lot to tailgate at?
Well, actually, we do have a special section for Buffalo Bills fans. It's a private lot across from the stadium. Holds about 200 cars, and it's going to be a mafia party out there.
Wow. We were talking about this. All right, so we're in Chicago. We're obviously Bears fans, Pinto Ron. And we were discussing the traditions of Bills Mafia, which could be as cool as anybody's. First of all, I didn't know about the condiment stuff. We'll get to that in a minute. How did the diving on tables start from Bills Mafia?
Well, that started by a couple guys. They're actually lawyers in one of the parking lots maybe about 8 or 10 years ago. I'm not sure how long ago. And they just were trying to find a way of getting on Deadspin, the website. I think it's a defunct website now. So they were taking pictures of everything they could, submitting it, seeing if they can get on the site. And they actually did one time. They put it on there, and they got all thrilled. So they kept changing it up. It was the same guys at first doing it from different cars, different angles. And then it just took over. All the young kids out there wanted to see if they can get on social media, too, and have things go viral. And it's just going on from there.
Okay,
isn't a long tradition then. This is just dudes who wanted to get on a website originally.
Correct, yeah. I'm thinking it goes back to maybe about 6 or 7 years.
Wow. So, Ron, how did the whole thing with you taking the condiment, you know, shower at all games, how did that start?
Well, that started about 30 years ago, believe it or not, when I was a youngin'. But it all started, we're always up to shenanigans at my tailgate party. So I just needed some ketchup on a burger. My brother was there. I kind of held it up, and I expected he was just going to dump a little on. Instead, he shot it about 8 or 10 inches. It hit it. I didn't get anything on me, but every time from then on I wanted ketchup, I'd go to him and we'd do the same thing, except he was standing a little bit farther away, you know, 18 inches, 24 inches, 2 feet. Then we put him on top by Pinto. He started shooting down. Then we changed to another guy. And a couple of years, you know, it evolved over 30 years. A couple of years later, it became about height and distance. So I'd be kind of standing as far away as I can. They'd feel high. It was getting a bit messy at times. Somewhere around the year 2000, I realized it was getting too messy, and I needed a cleanup routine, so I developed a 10-minute cleanup routine, and after that, I realized it doesn't matter what you dump on me. It takes the same amount of time to clean off, so go have at it.
What is the cleanup, what does it entail? What are we doing to get ready
First of all, I wear different clothes coming out. I wear a white T-shirt, you know, change my glasses, change my shoes, We got a van there that they launch it off of, and I've got a 5-gallon bucket of water in there, and I just literally strip down to the chest, and they pour it over my head, you know, just like taking a shower. It's got a spigot. And then I have a team of girls working each year, like all a NASCAR right. crew, pit crew, and then I just go in the van, and I got a complete change of clothes. 10 minutes tops. You'll never know anything happened except I got wet hair.
Wow. So now your real name, though, is Ken Johnson, correct?
Correct, yeah.
How did you come? Now, you told us about your car, the Pinto. How did you go Pinto Ron?
Well, that's you guys that did that, the media. I had some guy come over somewhere in the early 2000s and interview me to get my name wrong. And and the people at my tailgate party wouldn't let it go. You know, I fought it for a long time, but every time the media would come by, they'd say, you got to call him Pinto Ron. Don't call him Kenny or anything. And after 5 or 6 years, I just gave up and said, okay, I'm Pinto Ron.
That's amazing.
What is your fault?
No, don't group us all in. We're all different, all right? Just like there are many members of Bill's Mafia. I'm sure they're, you know, don't put us together here.
Okay.
What is your go-to food in the tailgate?
Well, the most popular foods that we have is the chicken wings. I cook those in an Army helmet. And we got pizza. I got a guy called Pizza Pete. He cooks a pizza in a filing cabinet. Those are probably the two most popular things.
Does the smell of ketchup and mustard kind of linger with you, even though you get cleaned up? Do you smell like ketchup and mustard for the remainder of the day?
No, I'm a professional. I have a great cleanup routine that works perfectly.
Okay, so it doesn't linger at all?
No.
All right, so how confident are you that your Buffalo Bills will get past the Kansas City Chiefs in this round?
Well, I can tell you, I'll never go to a game I think we're going to lose, and I'm on my way right now.
That's amazing. How many games in a row is your streak up to?
Well, outside of the obvious in 2020, the COVID years, the COVID games, this will be 447.
447 straight games taking away the COVID.
Yeah.
It's amazing. When did you know that this was going to start into a streak? Instead of just going to a few games, you're like, I got to go to every one of them.
Well, I decided a long time ago. I started this streak in 94. But I decided a long time before that at least once in my life I wanted to go to all 16 games. So I tried it in 93 and fell short. And then I tried it again in 94 and did. And I didn't have any intention of keeping it going the next year. But the next year came along and, you know, my dad wanted to take me on a road trip to Denver. And I thought, okay, so that was 17. And then there was a string of games in Ralph Wilson Stadium and some easy ones in New York. All of a sudden, I realized, hey, if I go to Miami, I can have 25 in a row. And 25 led to 50, or 25 led to 30, 30 led to 40. And I knew that when I get to 50 games in a row, when I hit that 50-game mark, I knew it was the point of no return. That was the point I knew that I was going to keep going, not until I hit that 50th game.
That's my advice to
everyone on a streak. Be very careful after that 49th game. You got to think very hard.
There's no going back. Yeah, there's no going back. Have you had any? There's some fantastic greats through the history of the Buffalo Bills organization. Have any of the greats stopped by the tailgate and participated in any way?
Yeah, I've had a few. Not the Hall of Famers, Kelly and Thomas and those guys, but I've had a, you know, like Stevie Johnson. He was on my van a couple of years ago. A couple of those role players, or some of the players. Generally, they don't like to come by the tailgate party because they're so mobbed with people, they try to stay away from that scene.
Okay.
I mean, I know a lot of these guys, but I don't see them in that party environment. They try to avoid it.
How did you come up with all the like, you're cooking on the hood of your car. You're making pizza, or the other guy's making pizza in a filing cabinet. You're serving shots out of a bowling ball. Have you just heard of Tupperware?
Oh, yeah, that seems too easy.
Yeah.
So we just go with what we can get in a hardware store. Again, all that stuff didn't happen at once. Just evolved. I think we started in 89 with the first shenanigans on the car. So we're talking 32 or 33 years of just slowly having it get bigger and bigger and bigger. And there was no one point where I suddenly recognized what was happening. It's, you know, just 30 years of evolution. Very, very slow. Like watching a kid grow up.
Your Pinto, Ron, what kind of vehicle are we taking to KC? What's the road trip?
Well, right now I just have a rental car.
Okay.
It's a Malibu, right.
Okay.
I don't take the Pinto on road trips. mostly because if I tried to do that, I'd get shut down by the local authorities pretty quickly. I don't think they have any tolerance for me firing up a car.
Yeah,
literally.
I don't think so. Yeah,
What kind of booze are you serving in the bowling ball?
It's always the same stuff. It's called Vishnuka. It's a 100-proof cherry liqueur.
Oh, boy.
It kind of tastes like cough syrup with a kick.
Oh.
I always tell people if I'm going to give something away for free, it's going to hurt. So
I was going to say, midway through the third quarter, everyone's puking that up, aren't they, Ron? You're not.
That wouldn't surprise me. Yeah. There's a lot of alcohol there. I'm not sure how much Mike
contributes. Is your bowling ball clean?
Yeah, I clean it out.
Okay.
I clean everything every game, and we have disinfected wipes we use between every shot.
Good.
That's good.
That's awesome.
That's unbelievable. All right. Which would hurt more of you losing? I'm not talking about game-wise. I'm saying we're looking for a coach, and both Brian Daboll and Leslie Frazier are being considered by our Bears. Who's
right.
more qualified to get the job?
I think that Gable would hurt more because the defense is actually McDermott's defense. Gable, Frazier's just kind of running it for him. But the offense is really Gable's offense. McDermott's a defensive guy, so that one would hurt more. I think he's more qualified.
All right. Good
Pinto
stuff.
Ron, it's been a pleasure.
Drive safe, Ron.
Yeah, bring home a win.
Ron.
We're actually all rooting for you guys, I think.
All right, thanks.
Be careful. That's Pinto Ron.
Pinto Ron.
Pinto Ron.
His name is Ken Johnson.
Ken.
They got his name wrong, and so he went by Pinto Ron. Do you know?
I think it's a theme. Like he's you know the offensive coordinator changed his name as well
to Brian Gable.
Yeah,
yeah.
famous wrestling coach, I think. Also,
yes, you're right.
Yeah.
In Iowa, right?
Yeah, you got it, Dan Gable.
Dan Gable. All right, that was fun.
Yeah,
that was great
Pinto Ron.
By you.
His name again is Ken Johnson, and he's known as Pinto Ron. All right. It is Buffalo.
Buffalo. I was like, hey, man, thanks for your time. He's like, yeah, I'm just driving, not doing anything. Talk to you guys later. I'm like, what? Okay. I mean, okay.
He's a software engineer. Did you? Like, he's a.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, going to all these games is expensive.
Yeah,
I would
true.
Think so.
You
got
to be successful.
That's interesting.
To support him. All right.
All
you
right,
have the nuttiest story?
Yeah. When we come back, I have a nutty story and the return of Florida or Ohio as well. That's next.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000 and now on FM at 100.3 HD2.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
It's a very happy song, isn't it? Is that a happy song?
Yeah, I think so.
Is that on your playlist? Who is that?
Is this Counting Crows? What is this?
Anybody?
I think this is
Bueller.
I thought this was Mellencamp.
Is it Mellencamp?
I love
Mellencamp. My brother, I got a good brother. My brother used to play flag football against John Mellencamp's team.
Cougar?
He doesn't like being called Cougar, I don't think.
No, I think they called him John. And my brother said that he was a pretty solid player. Tiny. My brother said he was a pretty solid player. Sore loser. When my brother's
like
team
you want to win. What are you playing for? You're playing to win.
Well, I get that, but you could still have some couth and some class and some sportsmanship attached to it.
Oh, really? So he was Tom Brady to Nick Foles.
That's my point. My brother said he was not a very gracious loser when they beat him.
When you suck chili dogs for a living.
But that's not funny. But like he would throw a great party. They'd have the game like out in Indiana somewhere where it was, and he'd have a huge party at his house afterwards.
Was Jeff and Diane there?
Ah, there you go. Is that another one? Adam had the first one. You had the second one. His new song with Springsteen, really good. Have you seen it? Heard it?
I'll take your word for it.
How new is it?
Last 3 or 4 months.
Okay, I gotta check it out.
I get it. It's an old guy thing. I get it. It's
from but when we were growing up, Mellencamp was big.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Nuttiest story of the day brought to you by Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey a night with Screwball.
And it's bound to get a little bit nutty.
A Louisiana motorist was being pursued by police for a lengthy period of time before he surrendered to the cops and told them that he initially did not stop his vehicle because he wanted to eat his burger that he had just purchased. A local police department officer reported trying to pull over a 2006 Chevy Impala that had been traveling with its high beams on, which made it harder for them to see the roadway when approaching the vehicle. But when the police officer activated his lights and sirens about 11 o'clock, the driver of the Impala did not stop. Instead, the vehicle...
Dinner time. I'm eating. After dinner.
Led the police on a lengthy pursuit, reaching 60 miles per hour in a posted 25 mile per hour zone without stopping. After going through approximately 6 stop signs without making complete stops, the driver, Alan Seabury, 37, pulled up in front of his Monroe home after midnight and exited the vehicle holding a hamburger. Seabury was handcuffed and read his rights. He then told police that he couldn't stop due to his brakes being out and because he wanted to eat his burger that he had just purchased.
Don't worry about the brakes. My brakes were out, by the way, but I really just wanted to eat the burger.
If your brakes are out and you're going 60 through a 25, I call you a reckless driver.
And then all of a sudden, boom, the brakes go back in and they start working right in front of your house.
Just trying to get a little burger. Charged with 3 misdemeanors, including driving without a license. Shocking. Driving an uninsured vehicle. Also shocking. Charged with failure to appear in court in connection with a pending 2020 battery case. Also shocking.
All right, so if your brakes do go out, if there's
you don't go 65 and a 25.
Right. What's the move? And throw it in neutral?
You put the burger down. No, you take your foot off the accelerator. You try to get the car to go at the lowest speed possible. If you need to, yes, if you need to stop quickly, I think you hit the emergency brake, don't you? Anybody? I don't know unless it's a Flintstone mobile and you stop your feet.
I think that's what we were taught.
Off the gas. But what about neutral? Do you go to neutral first? See if you can get to a rolling stop and then throw on the emergency brake.
It's a really good question.
Well, look, this is where we're trying to help people here in the process of entertainment.
Well, I think you obviously, whether you put it in neutral or not, you it's probably smart. Put it in neutral and then chuck on the emergency brake and you're good.
You guys want to play a game?
Yeah! Yes.
Oh, really? Whoa!
Weren't you listening?
Get ready to play the game that's sweeping the nation. Public drunkenness. Exotic animals. Dumb criminals. Random stabbings. Or maybe just some good old-fashioned debauchery. Everything's on the table. It's the Sunshine State versus the Buckeye State as we play Florida or Ohio.
I miss this open.
And as always, listeners, feel free to play along at home.
We should play Chicago or Milwaukee, considering, but
yeah.
A woman
sets car on fire after police stop her for driving the wrong way. I just saw this happen. Not this story, but a car was driving the wrong way down State Street. Or down Lake Street, I mean. Down the one-way Lake Street. Yeah,
no.
I ran to Starbucks real quick, and someone was definitely driving the wrong way down Lake Street.
I saw somebody mentioned that. I saw somebody coming the wrong way down an off-ramp.
Oh,
to get
over
the highway. Last night coming home.
At least Lake Street is a couple lanes, so you could avoid it. Authorities arrested a woman accused of driving the wrong way on an interstate early Thursday morning, so yesterday. And then the woman allegedly set her car on fire after she was pulled over.
Intentionally?
She set her own car
for
on
what?
Fire.
Did they see the reason why she decided,
in flames. She was taken into custody, and the fire was extinguished. No reason was given for the flames, the outburst.
Let's go with Tampa Bay.
Yeah, the reason is because Florida. That's the reason.
Nope. I'll go to Florida.
Oh, okay, see, you guys just picked the state. Waddle nailed the region.
Yes.
Tampa, Florida.
Wow, good job, Waddle.
Woo, I'm back. Tampa Bay.
I love it.
I like this thing on fire.
Let's talk about some of these games. If you want to weigh in, 312-332-3776. We've got Carmen DeFalco at 415 and a surprise guest at 530.